Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Up, up, and away in my magical balloon. Will this thing ever stop? That's the question. Hi, Thomas Miller on this special Saturday edition of the Fun Astrology and Merriman Market Analyst Saturday Financial Podcast. This is for the newsletter written by Ray Merriman on MMACycles.com for next week, the week of March 11th. And I want to make an announcement real quick that Ray is going to be with Tony Howard on Astrology University today. If you're catching this on Saturday, the 9th of March, 4 p.m., you still have time to register. Go to astrologyuniversity.com, and they're going to be talking about the Aries Vortex, which, of course, was part of the 2024 forecast book that's on audio that I narrated. So all of that announcement out of the way, let's dig into this week's newsletter. First of all, a quote from CNBC.com released on Thursday. This quoting now Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, he said, "We're waiting to become more confident that inflation is moving sustainably at 2%. When we do get that confidence, and we're not far from it, it'll be appropriate to begin to dial back the level of restriction," Powell said, in response to a question about rates and inflation. He said the cuts would be so that the Fed doesn't drive the economy into recession, rather than normalizing policy as the economy gets back to normal, end quote on that article. And then this from foxbusiness.com on Friday. U.S. employers added 275,000 jobs in February, and the unemployment rate ticked higher, the Labor Department reported on Friday. Growth was driven by the hiring of healthcare and government employees, along with food services. On the flip side, the manufacturing sector cut 4,000 positions. Strong job growth combined with rising wages is fueling inflation, according to some economists. Now, Ray's commentary for this strong week in the markets, and he has a good overview in the next section as well. The Jupiter-Uranus steamroller keeps rolling along as new highs continue to be achieved in several world stock indices, as well as other markets such as gold and Bitcoin. It makes one wonder if there will be any significant pullback before those two planetary behemoths conjoin near the end of a Mercury retrograde cycle on April 20th and 21st, depending on where you live. All-time stock market highs were recorded last week in Germany, the Netherlands, Australia, Japan, India, and the U.S. on the S&P and the NASDAQ. That's quite impressive, and just the way Jupiter and Uranus like it when they work together. But there's always reason to be alert for sudden reversals when Uranus is involved, as it was March 3rd through the 9th, by order of its square with both Venus, March 3rd, and Mars, March 9th. There was, in fact, a sharp decline on March 5th in both stocks and Bitcoin, but in each case, prices bounced right back and made new all-time highs by Friday, except in the case of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, where the high of February 23rd remains intact. Bitcoin was an interesting study of the role that Uranus plays in financial markets. Early on March 5th, right between the squares of Venus-Uranus and Mars-Uranus, Bitcoin soared to new all-time high of 69,202. But less than 5 hours later, it lost nearly $10,000, down to 59,313. However, by Friday, March 8th, Bitcoin was making another new all-time high up to 70,175. It's hard to keep a force like the approaching Jupiter-Uranus conjunction down when it sets new all-time highs in its sight. But once it turns, it's also hard to stop the demon drop down. The same can be said of gold, which skyrocketed to a new all-time high, reaching $2,203 an ounce during Friday's session. Silver had a good week, rising to $2,473 on Thursday, its highest mark yet in this young year. On the other hand, crude oil failed to hold above the $80 mark, but for the moment it continues to lumber along in an upward channel as long as it remains above $74 a barrel. Now, the short-term geocosmics, financial markets will not likely pay much attention to these election polls until summer has passed. However, they will continue to reflect on the state of cyclical and geocosmic factors, as already noted by the forthcoming Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on April 20th or 21st, depending on where you live, 2024. Now, let's clarify that. Financial cycles are distorted by this powerful conjunction. It acts like a magnet for higher prices in stocks, precious metals, and cryptocurrencies. And it may continue into and even beyond April 20th and 21st, for Jupiter will continue making favorable aspects to the other outermost planets, Neptune and Pluto, into early June. After that, the good times may begin to turn by late summer as Jupiter embarks upon a 10-month hard square aspect with Saturn. What goes up must come down. Shorter term, we may see a semblance of a return to a more normal cycle behavior as the aspects involving Mars, Jupiter, and Uranus peel back the rest of this month, perhaps to recharge their power for another barrage in April. What's happening between now and then? Well, first, we have Venus entering Pisces, Monday, March 11th, and that's through April 5th. That's a lovely combination of love and romance, but by itself, it doesn't bestow much energy for financial market fireworks. On March 17th, the Sun will conjoin Neptune, another cosmic union of peace and love, especially when it takes place in Pisces. This is considered a level 1 geocosmic signature, with a surprisingly very high 79% correlation to primary cycles within 10 trading days. 4 days later, just one day after the spring equinox of 2024, Venus will conjoin with Saturn. This one is not usually a great union unless it combines beauty and youth with wisdom and experience. But this is a signature we like because it often coincides with a rally in any market that declines into it. If the stock market rally stalls now, this would be a fine place to look for a primary or major cycle trough. Hence, it is a good time for our options webinar on March 16th. You want a major or primary cycle low if you're looking to buy call options or bull spreads in options. It's after April 1st that the real cosmic fireworks return. First, Mercury turns retrograde in the late degrees of fiery Aries. Tempers and temperatures start to rise. This is followed by a powerful eclipse on April 8th at 19 degrees Aries, conjoining not only the moon's north node, but also Chiron, the wounded healer. Someone, anyone, could get hurt. This is further highlighted by the war threat aspect of Mars conjunct Saturn on April 10th. It could get fiery hot. Finally, it culminates with Jupiter conjunct Uranus on April 20th and 21st, around the same time that the Sun conjoins Pluto. All of this occurs just before Mercury turns direct on April 26th, near the same degree of the solar eclipse in mid-Aries, which, by the way, cuts right across the midsection of the United States. What does this mean, and how shall one prepare to make the most out of April? Ray will be discussing this in next week's column and in next week's monthly MMA Cycles report. He says he also may address it in today, now this is March 9th's, presentation of the Aries Vortex at astrologyuniversity.com, as we mentioned at the beginning, at least if it comes up in the Q&A section. And Ray says, I look forward to seeing many of you there and interacting with your questions. Again, that's astrologyuniversity.com. It happens today, Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You can still register. And that concludes this week's episode. Great overview of what's around the corner for us over the next about 6 or 8 weeks. And we'll be picking apart day by day on the Fun Astrology Podcast, starting again on Monday from the new location out here in California. And I'll be doing Level Up right from this table tomorrow night, Sunday night. Hope to see you there. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.